This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, you're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, and we haven't even been able to start without being terrorized by the one and only Betsy Sodaro, who still to this day will not stop saying "boopy poisson." You're waiting to go on stage where? Here, Betsy? Betsy is going off in the chat. I can't make heads or tails of her. Cause she's, just so you guys know, she's high. She's high. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, welcome. You're listening to Drag Her, the one and only recap available for you on the whole damn internet that has to do anything to do with Drag Race, much less gay things. We're so excited you're here. We're talking Canada, Eps 5 and 6. Betsy, I know you haven't seen it yet, so you... spoilers. But what I will say, Betsy, you're going to love this, is that the episode 6 lip sync song is DJ Sammy's Heaven. So, and it's a great lip sync. I fainted and passed away and had all my Eurotrash dreams come true. But enough about that. Let's get this shit started. Let's get my damn sister here. She's back from the loony bin, or as she calls it, the day spa. We're so happy to welcome her back. She's dumb, funny, and she's sickening. Ooh. I want you all to welcome Oscar Montoya. Boopy, 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 boopy. Bitch, I don't jump boopies. I am the boom boom.
I am the poop 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 gun.
Hey, dummy.
Hi.
What's
Hi.
Up, you dumb whore?
Look, we're back. Look, we're back. Look, let's talk about Canada. We did
I
it.
I have a phone stand.
What?
Never loved ya.
Oh my God, the budget in season 2 is much higher, girl. Okay. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you for all the people watching on the live that gave Mono coins. He desperately needed a stand, and he finally was able to get one thanks to y'all. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. It really means the world. And if you want to keep supporting us and keep this coverage going, guess what you could do? Guess what you could do? You can give us some coins on Venmo or PayPal. I'm Mono-Agapian on Venmo or Mono-Agapian on PayPal.
That's right. And I am Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O on Venmo. What you drinking, girl? What is it?
Oh, that beach plum. That beach plum. It's like
you introduced me to that. That one's good.
It's good. It's like Capri Sun for adults. Very I really
that.
Like it.
I agree with that. I agree
she,
with that.
It's her. She is her and I am her.
Okay. Was this a commercial?
Zero calories. Zero sweetener. I think I'm going to like it here.
Yeah, you didn't get the call back.
Fuck. Okay, fair enough. Honestly, fair enough. I didn't prepare. I know it was one line, but I did not even prepare.
There were no sides to this, so I don't know how you fucked that up.
Oscar, we're talking Canada. Oh my God. Wait, before we even get into Canada 5 and 6.
Yes.
I feel like we should share
Hi,
with
Sophia.
The listeners.
I love Sophia.
Oh, hey, wow. Sophia. Hi, girl. Hey, Stoner. Hey, everybody.
Yes,
hey, Kat.
Stoner.
Hey,
yes.
Gabriel. Hey, Joe. Really quickly, as before we begin, we have to say really quickly.
Yeah.
The experience we had at Precinct, which we had a great time at Precinct. But
yes, You dragged me to Precinct, which honestly, I am forever in your debt because I had a blast.
I told you.
And, girl, the next day, I went to Akbar.
Oh!
I went to Akbar with a friend from New York who dragged me to Akbar. See, here's the thing. Listeners, people who don't, I don't go out. I'm not a big partier. I get a little socially anxious around people. But Mono has been actually truly been a heroine in my life. Been really proactive about getting me to go out. And I mean the drug.
Dragging you into the gutter.
And exactly. At your level. And, she took me out to Precinct on Friday night to see Fat Slut.
It was so good. Meatball hosted.
Vicky Vox. Great show.
The drag was amazing.
Absolutely.
And it was all so different.
Yeah.
There was, I forget the male burlesque name is Tito something.
Tito
something. So good. Yeah. I mean, it was great. We saw Love Connie.
Love Very Connie. Fun and weird. Iconic. And, you know, no stranger to Drag Race. Love Connie.
No, she's amazing. She's really, it was just a great fucking show. Vicky Vox's singing voice blew everyone away.
Oh my God. Well, Vicky Vox is a legend. Yeah, and also there was a sexy eating contest that was really fun. My friend Jose, shout out to Jose, won it.
Yes, Jose was great.
He won it very fun.
By putting some cake in his ass.
And yeah, listen, it's sex.
We need a hero.
And it's food.
We need a hero.
Cakes of both kinds, and he delivered. And
he really did.
Yeah.
It was so good.
The most fun part was just dancing like an idiot with y'all.
It was so fun.
It was really fun.
What I wanted to say.
And we turned it out. True or false? We turned it out.
We turned it out. In fact, CoverGirl started playing, and we created a full runway.
We owned the Precinct that night.
Yeah, it was
fun.
And
ain't nobody going to tell us otherwise.
We literally made just strangers walk in a T-shaped runway. Cleared people away from the dance floor.
Like,
people were trying to dance. And we're like, no, go away. We need to pretend we're on Drag Race. Go away.
Yeah, that's what you get when you hang out with us. That's what happens.
I have to say also really quick, this is trauma.
Okay, but sorry. IV34 said, love you guys. Keep fighting, please.
We will.
That's why they like both, because you know I'm not scared of you, bitch. And I will fight you. I'm not scared of you.
How could you be scared of me when you have to live with that face your whole life? Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. The boogeyman is coming for me. Okay.
I mean,
but
when
clock
you say,
the mug and clock that mug, okay?
Speaking of, I mean, truly, but what I wanted to say was really quickly, we had a very funny, racist experience.
Oh, no, girl.
I just want to say really quickly, we got treated. My friend who's there.
Oh my God, Mono.
Tall, handsome, white.
You're really going to bring this up?
I have to.
The people need to know.
Because it's called therapy. Our friend is not his fault in any way. Someone bought him a drink, right?
And he is, yes. And you mentioned he's white, but he's also very aesthetically pleasing. Like sort of.
He's really handsome.
Just your stereotypical sort of like attractive white.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were hanging out with him. Yeah.
And someone had bought him a drink because he got to the bar before us. And this motherfucker.
No, bad girl Olive. This is a different scenario. This is another story.
This isn't the balls. This isn't even the balls. No, this is a different one.
No.
Whatever. He bought him a drink. And this gentleman who bought our friend a drink was not hitting on shit. Looked like fucking Kevin Spacey got put in the microwave for 30 seconds.
I'm not gagging.
I'm not.
I'm gagging from the stench.
He was not the team. And then we were just like saying hi to him, right?
Truly being friendly.
And also,
I need to say that the guy was our friend who's attractive and white. Was talking and we were just sort of standing there. Also trying to get in on the conversation. Our friend was actually being very nice and trying to include us in the conversation.
Yes.
And those people were not having it at all, not for
but
a little second.
At the beginning, we said, hi.
Yes,
hi.
He did.
Hi, hello, nice to meet you. And they literally, I'm going to try to play it small. I think they did this
grounded.
To us. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong? Is that ground?
No, zero? Actually, you played it very understated, because what actually happened, this is how they reacted.
This is what actually happened.
I want you to say you to say hi, and then I'll be the person.
Okay. Hi.
Yes.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Mono. God damn it. No.
I'm sorry. Where's your leash? Where's your leash? You know, dogs can't be outside without a leash.
It was fucked up. Whatever.
It was literally such an aggressive. We both felt it, and it was very much a pointed, just attack on who we were as. Maybe POC.
Period. Because we already established what? Goblins?
Maybe girls with curves. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, maybe. You know?
But it was just like, yeah, it blew. It was. It shouldn't have blown my mind, but it's every time it still surprises me.
But it happens literally, every time I go out, shit like that happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, because we talk, you know, y'all listeners have been on my confidence journey throughout this whole time, and I've been building my confidence little by little. But it's moments like these that I sort of retract back into that little sort of like prison of self-loathing.
Remember, this happens to everyone.
And that's very true. And also, like, I don't want to give those people the power is the thing. I don't want to give those people the power.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
You can't. And you know what? Because we're not everyone's cup of tea, that's fine.
And that's fine, I guess.
That's fine. I mean, it's fine.
I guess it's fine, but whoa, we're catches, okay?
We're like
fresh
tilapia.
Catch of the day.
Bop. Just landed. So let's get into this, because we have to talk two really fun episodes of Canada Drag Race.
Yes.
I gotta say, even when it's crazy, I'm really enjoying Canada's Drag Race.
You know, it's like when you compare the dumpster fire that is UK 3.
Oh, are you still not featuring UK 3?
I'm slow. It's coming back into my rotation, it's but I'm not featuring it. I'm not featuring it.
It didn't crash the way Down Under did.
Oh,
Down Under.
Very few things on this planet.
No survivors. There were literally no survivors.
Girl, it ain't even like Lost. It was Lost and never found again, girl.
It's the Challenger. The Challenger is 7 seconds.
It didn't even go up in space. It didn't even try to go up.
But it was on the air for about 7 seconds. And then,
Shield was the only one elevating that shit. Well,
love
no,
Maxi Shield.
Maxi Shield,
Kina
Lane
is cute. I love Kina Lane too. She also got the shit end of the stick for other reasons.
True.
But yes, okay, UK 3.
I gotta say, I'm curious what the listeners, people in the comment down below. Tell us what your thoughts of Canada's Drag Race is, because I'm very curious. I'm getting all sorts of reactions from my friends about Canada's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. I really love it. I have friends that really love it. You really love it, Mono. I've had friends that are clapping back saying it's the most boring season. There's no superstars in this cast. Like, everyone is sort of the middle of the road. But I don't think that that's true. I had a friend say, like, okay, so tell me who the superstar, who's the Crystal Versace of Canada's Drag Race? And I'm like, okay, yuck, number one. Number two, there's tons. Bethea, Adriana.
I mean,
like,
Bethea,
so
if anything,
characters.
Bethea is the Crystal Method of it.
Absolutely.
But Bethea's great. We love her. She's fun. I like everyone. I mean, obviously, who we have left, we have a top six of Adriana.
That girl Olive is not over the Jim Carrey thing. Neither are we. Okay,
no, we're not even. Oh, and by the way, they continue to protect Gia in comedy challenges because
somebody told her she was funny.
Oh my God. That's y'all's fault. Someone told her, and that just means it's going to be her chicken dinner. You know what am I trying to say?
Winner chicken.
Thank you. Y'all told her it was funny. So now you're going to get to see her do the Jim Carrey on stage in fucking Calgary. So thank God. There you go. But this top six is pretty gaggy. I guess we'll get there.
Yeah, interesting. I'm here. So, some people, I'm getting, okay, responses are across the board. Some people like it. Other people are kind of meh about it. So it's interesting.
People are mad. We gave weeklies to Down Under versus this is bi-weekly.
Which, you know, I guess you're right. You're right.
That wasn't our fault.
Like, listen,
that was
there's
the
a lot to do.
Schedule.
There's a lot to do. Yeah.
There's a lot to do. So let's, I guess we'll dive in. Let's talk about whatever. We, who just left us? Unfortunately, you know, Suki just left us.
Oh, Suki doll. Who? It's great. It's
she
great.
Should come back. She should get to come back. Cause what, why not? She's so fun.
But she's so fun. And I think, I mean, I don't think I mentioned this the last IG Live, but you know, I'm going to bring it up, girl. But in one fell swoop, they got rid of all the Asians in the cast.
They sure did.
Stephanie and then Suki back to back?
Yeah, they sure did. They love to do that. They love to do that. They don't want them.
I'm just putting that there. I'm just gonna leave
I'm
that.
Trying to remember,
there.
When was the last time we had Asian representation in the top three? We have like our Jujubes, our Manilas.
Right.
We have our Kimchis.
Season 8.
That was season 8. That's the last season I can think of, but I must be missing somebody. Woo, girl.
I mean,
I
even Kata Minaj, who was our Asian representation in Holland, she didn't crack the top three.
No, that which was insane.
I'm just leaving that there. I'm just going to leave
that. And
that
is so
there.
Funny. So if Down Under was of just a challenger, the challenger, what was Holland season 2? Because that was
girl.
That was like an Alice in Wonderland nightmare.
Girl.
I
think that was the Titanic.
You think? Okay.
It lasted a while. I was into it for a little bit, and then it just sank really quickly. And they didn't have enough life vests.
Slave to the rhythm.
You know what? I'm not going to entertain this because I love Masisi, and you know that I do.
I do.
In this house. In this house,
I ain't got no speed limit.
We don't tolerate that kind of hate speech.
No.
In this house?
I wish you had a napkin next to you just so you could just like literally just grab a napkin and just go, I'd like to excuse myself.
may I be excused, Mama?
I'm going to start getting a napkin. Right? No. Okay, so we have this mini challenge, sex education. You have to play a character while you teach about safe sex and condom use, blah blah blah.
Was it funny? No. But I did like that Bethia and Adriana teamed up. I thought that was cute.
I think that was cute.
I was like, oh, they're friends. The weirdos are friends with each other. I like that.
Yeah, I like the weirdos. Adriana once again does a character she can't do, but she does it with so much nerve. You know what I mean?
Funny. She's one of those queens that I don't know. Like we talk about drag queens that are sort of delusional, funny, but like not harnessed. Mm-hmm. But I think Adriana knows that she's really funny and weird.
It's pretty magical to watch that. I mean, I would say like I would rather that than someone who's just too scared to make a choice.
Absolutely.
I sympathize. I'm going to say right now, I sympathize like our Eve 6000, who's we sympathize with, but she can't,
I guess
she's too scared to make a choice.
No. She's paralyzed. Poor girl. She's paralyzed.
Yeah.
Hi from, someone's giving us love from South Korea.
Hey, South Korea. Hey, girl. I'm so glad you made it to Alive. I know here, I guess that's a benefit of the 8 p.m. moment.
That's true.
We're talking the sex education moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Geometric did do better than I thought.
She was a banana.
Cynthia Kiss. It was a good choice for them, and I did laugh when they were putting the condom on the costume. It was pretty crazy, but I thought it was a good choice for them.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
Yeah,
you know, I glazed over that whole thing because I was like, and then I think Kimora Moore said something cringe that I was sort of like, oh.
Kimora Moore was talking a lot about like Magnum condoms and then like silicone in the ass, water in the vajay. You didn't live for that?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, who won? I guess honestly, I like that the banana tried to go up Cynthia's puss. I thought that was funny. They seemed
to win.
That
was funny. And they have good dynamic. They're like, yeah, they're fun.
And obviously their reward for winning is their ripped apart so that that chemistry cannot be replicated for the main challenge.
Wow. Yeah, they really were like, y'all not working together.
Isn't that so fun when that's the reward? So we're doing Biflop, a sort of country choreographed, not a bitch track, but you get some bars to express who you
are. Well, it's a goodbye track. It's like a diss track to the ex. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not a bitch track. And it's not a diss track to the other girls. It's a breakup song. And at first I was like, country for Canada's Drag Race. And
they do country up there.
They do country. I mean, Shania Twain, the goddess of country music. You know what I mean?
They're country up there. They're fucking mooses and mountains up there, man.
Mooses. Okay. Mooses. She don't know English.
So
it's moose.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
The plural of moose is moose, honey.
Okay, no, please colonize my language.
Don't get
Thank
it.
You.
What?
Thank you. Thank you for Don't colonizing. Thank you for colonizing.
What do you mean colonize? What am I colonizing?
You're policing my language some British English.
Oh, it's your language now. Oh,
it's your.
So who's the colonizer now? Who's the colonizer now?
I'm saying, okay? No.
All right, go back to your Santa Maria boat, Christopher Columbus, and go back with your Pina Nina and the Santa Maria bitch.
Wow.
Colonizers.
See, in my country, we don't talk like this. In my country.
In your country.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, so we have the Giddy Girls, and I don't remember the other group, but...
God.
On
the
one,
Giddy Girls and fuck, I know the ho something ho.
Ho
with the
something. Ho. We'll have our people ho. In the chat.
Yeah,
sound
who can tell us?
Someone gaggy will, I'm sure. But let's see. First up, we have the Giddy Girls, which consists of Geometric.
Yes.
We have, of course, Isis Couture. Adriana and Pythia in this group.
Right. Right. And they're sort of like, it seems like they're sort of the boogers in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're the girls who don't have a big personality. Like, the other team is Cynthia.
Hey, Joe. Uh-huh. Keep going. Friend of the comrade of the cast is here,
Kimora,
Joe. Uh-huh.
Who else is in there?
What?
Girl, who else is on the other group?
We have Cynthia, Kimora, Eve. And oh god, here I'm watching on my corresponding screen over here, so I can tell you who's in the other group.
Oh my god, is it?
It's Kendall Gender. Kendall Gender. Oh, I guess you forgot her, huh? Excuse me.
Let's keep going.
I'd like to be excused. well, the Giddy Girls. Home. The Giddy Girls are clearly better. They're
Josie
more
hoes,
together.
Thank you.
Thank you, gals. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
The Giddy Girls are better. They're connected. Their choreography is cleaner. It's all smooth, going smooth, right?
Yeah.
And clearly the Josie Hoes.
Well, in reality TV show, we know that it's like, oh, if you think you're doing well, No.
You're going to get got.
Yep.
I feel like I looked at this group and I knew immediately there would be more together because I knew, and I think Cynthia's fierce, but based on the rehearsal, I was like, oh, Cynthia's just going to take care of herself, which she did.
Oh, okay.
She
you thought
gave
that
herself,
there was malicious intent there? No,
I think she just didn't even realize it, but she gave herself the best choreography and then she gave everyone else some cute stuff. Like she gave herself the like, Queen of Shiva moment in the choreography, which is like you're just
true
letting-
that part was a pop for me. Like it was like, oh, that's cute, and then that was the very like first choreography moment, and everything else was like, ooh, yuck.
Exactly, and everyone, it was piecemeal. But I did live for Kendall Gender's fucking Woody cosplay.
No, I knew you were gonna come with that shit. I rolled my eyes. Ooh, I literally lost my eyeballs. They popped out of my head. I rolled them so hard. I was like, really, Woody drag? Are you kidding me? I was like, this fucking Disney gay would
for a dance challenge though.
This fucking Disney ass gay.
She can't bound during a dance challenge.
You're so dumb. For someone who like claims to not be a Disney gay, you certainly love a lot of Disney.
I just you know shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. You know that I'm just saying if you're gonna do country look, it's a fun way to do a country look and if you got to dance in it. What do you want her to wear?
Listen, you know what? I would respect Kendall if she did a deeper Disney cut than just Toy Story Woody.
Oh,
if
my
she
God.
Did fucking,
so, that, so no one
if
can
she
get
did,
it?
Look, can I finish? But can I finish? If she did some, if she referenced fucking Home on the Range starring Dame, bitch, you don't
the
know.
The fucking
bitch,
shitty.
You don't know.
No. The
with
shitty
Roseanne
flop with Roseanne Barr. No.
And she dressed like one of those cows Home on the Range. Then I give props to Kendall Gender.
No one would know what that is. How is she going to dress like one of the cows from Home on the Range when they are cows? Okay?
The real ones would know.
No. You are, you know what? You are done talking.
The real ones
you are done talking,
know.
And I'll tell you why. Whatever. Look, let's talk about it. We all know Eve's in trouble. She didn't do bad, but, you know, she didn't do great either. She just didn't dance that well. But enough of that. Let's talk about this runway. Let's chirp and burp these looks, which are monochromatic.
Yes.
Princess of the future.
Let's
very
talk about this
prompt.
Challenge. It was a very, it was like they legally couldn't say Chromatica.
Well, like what? When they said monochromatica, I was like, great. Monochrome.
It's a mono challenge. Yeah.
It's a mono challenge, right?
Absolutely. So, dress as your favorite mono.
They have four, there's like four podcasts. I'm
dressing up as mono in
well I just have this really sickening I have this really sickening kimono with mono airbrushed on it.
Oh, it's still be kimono gate.
I have a kimono. I have a kimono with mono.
Oh my god! And one of the queens is dressed as mono as a Boy Scout,
and somehow wins. Wow! Somehow wins. Okay, Monochromatica, very confusing prompt because it's like pop princess of the future. I should think it should be enough just to be Monochromatica.
I truly think that they were not allowed to say Monochromatica legally.
Interesting.
Because I don't know. But
Brooklyn said it once.
No.
Are you sure?
Not Chromatica. Maybe Monochromatica.
She said Monochromatica. Right.
Yeah, those are two different things. You can, you know, that's the loophole. But right. The challenge was the challenge was Chromatica cosplay.
Totally. Of like, yeah. Give us this futuristic moment.
Absolutely. My question is, did they choose the color to come in or were they assigned the color?
That's a good question, right? Because the fact because that there no was no repeated colors.
No one repeated the color.
Shock.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I wonder if they were like, can I have this color? Like, let us know what color you want so we can tell you what's been taken or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But then, like, yeah, I truly don't know.
So let's chit-chat because first we have Adriana giving you aquamarine.
This is beautiful.
This was awesome.
There's beautiful.
A face mask, a like very weird teardrop headpiece. She has a little, she has a very gorgeous blue mic. This is great.
It met the challenge on all fronts, and it gave us Hunger Games a little bit. And, you know, would she be a citizen of Chromatica? Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, the corset work is intricate and wild and wacky and actually inspired. And then, like, this you know, faux fur stole is awesome.
It's good,
big chirp.
She's a high society lady of Chromatica.
Her runways have been really good in Canada.
It's just surprising. That's the thing. Yes, they've all been good, but also very creative.
Really creative.
It's not just like them like coming in a nice gown, the end period, I'm done. But the themes are really good and they're thinking outside the box. It's a lot of incredibly creative queens in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm blown away. Because next is Isis Couture.
Wait, did you burp or chirp it?
Oh, it's a big chirp. It's a huge chirp.
That's what
it's amazing.
That's what I thought.
What?
Carry on.
Bitch, you better catch up. You better fucking catch the fuck up, okay? Because this train is leaving the station. And I ain't talking no 9 3/4, okay? Fucking get on the train.
Oh, God. He's a Universal Studios gay, too. Oh, God.
Isis Couture giving this Jet Set Radio gold pigtail moment. This was amazing.
This was what? Okay, amazing. Because I also gagged a little bit. But then I was like, this is looking suspiciously familiar to me.
Don't come for her Drag Volcano shoes. Don't come
Girl. No, not Drag Volcano. But I want you to rewind to the, regrettably forgettable Down Under season. And didn't Ketamine wear something very similar to Isis was wearing?
It does look rather Ketamine-ish.
It had the same
vibe. Imitated her?
I don't think she imitated. There was no way of knowing. They probably shot that at the same time or something. But it was just a similar look where I was like, oh, I've seen this look before. It loses a lot of its wow effect.
I think it's a lot better.
I think it's better, but it still does lose a little bit of its wow effect.
I do agree that Isis Couture's mouth is hot, and I do not know why. This is a chirp, though.
Yeah, it's a chirp, absolutely.
You're really giving this look a hard time.
I'm not giving it a hard time, but like, right, listeners? Like, didn't it remind you of Ketamine's look?
Yeah.
And I love Ketamine's look when she did it, and I do think this is a little more elevated.
It really is.
Just because I saw a version of it before, it sort of loses its punch.
Okay, shit. Okay,
But it's a chirp.
Fuck her drag.
It's a chirp. It's a chirp.
I did not feel one genuine thing from you, Oscar. And that's
You don't have to, because I don't do this for you. I do this for the fans.
Oscar. Pythia comes out in this green lime flouncy.
Yes,
thing.
She's like, she calls it like her sea creature. She has a whole narrative.
Yeah, it's kind of jellyfish.
It's like very water world moment. Like,
it's great.
I liked it. And this is the second time she's worn lime green. The first look that she designed, remember that look?
Which one? The double-headed one? No.
No. Before that? The first episode, bitch. Where she designed... It had the same color scheme. And she looks good in lime green. She needs to keep that color scheme. I like her in neon.
It's good. It's good. It's a fucking chirp. And it's fun that she like really does different kinds of drag. Like, I don't feel like she does one thing. She really fucks around.
And she's, yeah, and she's good.
She's good.
She's solid. She's solid.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Geometric, giving this sort of Aeon Flux kind of
Aeon Flux, more like Aeon Fucks.
Okay.
Because
how many hours did it take for you to think that one up? That's really good.
5 hours.
Just five.
I wrote up a whole bunch of pitches. Aeon Flux, more like they're not good.
Sounds like you got the best one. Sounds like
Aeon Fucks.
Okay, they're all fucks. Okay, this is good. I really did like this. She is relying on that body, but it's cute.
Yeah,
it's
ultimately, is it a bodysuit? Yes. Can that be construed as basic? Absolutely. But does she look amazing in it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's working for me. I like the hair. I like it.
It's put good together. The little armor pieces was good. This is, I think, one of the closer Chromatica looks
uh-huh
in the challenge, where she was just very much like A to A. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, I am the background dancer in Stupid Love.
And she has to clock out at 5 p.m. because she's also Ghost in the Shell at 6. You know what I'm saying?
Ghost, yes, exactly. And she had the little microphone.
The white Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah. She called her ScarJo, girl. You know what? ScarJo can play any ethnicity, even Canadian.
Because, that's right. Because you, just like Meryl Streep, think we're all from Africa, right? That's what you said. Meryl Streep
did she really say that?
She did.
Not our girl, Meryl Streep.
She did. It was,
no.
It was some Erwan. It was some Erwan misinformed nonsense. You know what I'm saying? You're parched.
Not the Banger Sisters, Meryl Streep.
Well, look, this will not quench your thirst because next we have Cynthia Kiss in the driest velvet jump coat you ever did see.
I really wanted to like this look.
I liked parts of it. I liked
what
parts
did you
of
like?
It. I liked the coat. I liked the texture of it. I liked the color. But then the fact that the underneath pieces are just, you know, what you wear to Zumba. Exactly.
Very that.
That was too bad.
It just felt... Does Cynthia Kiss not have taste? Is that like the problem?
I think that's a problem because she's an amazing dancer. She's gorgeous.
She has all of the skills. She has all the skills to literally win.
She's funny.
But I don't think her taste level is there at all. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it needed to be longer. It needed to be bigger. It was like so droopy on her body because she's so tall and thin. Like she needed more volume.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was so bizarre. Oof.
Yeah, it was strange because I agree with you. It's fun. I did also want to like it, and then I was like, oh, I guess this is bad. Oh.
It's bad. It's bad. And also like with the ponytail and then the cap over felt very Janet Jackson. What's it gonna be? Music video and Kennedy already did that.
It wasn't even good. That's too nice because I would say that brought it back to elementary school for me. That's what
some preschool look for sure.
Oof. Oof.
Yes, the idea was good. Yes, Clover, absolutely. The idea was good. It just looked, especially compared to the other queens that like actually turned it the fuck out. Mm-hmm. She just looked a little sad. Hers looked a little sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next we have Kendall Gender giving her Cardi cosplay.
Controversial look. Very controversial look.
Now, for which reason would you say it's controversial?
Well, the judges didn't like it, right? They were like, she looks very contemporary. And Kendall was saying she's inspired by Cardi B, you know?
Yes.
Did you get it? Did you enjoy this look?
You know, I didn't think it was... It certainly wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Like, I get that it's not super futuristic, but it just feels like the prompt was pretty fucking shitty and confusing. That like... So I need to come with a monochromatic look head to toe that also gives you future pop princess. Like,
it's a lot.
Guys.
Just say Lady Gaga.
Exactly.
Just say one colored Lady Gaga.
It's a little rude. It's a little rude.
It is.
It's one of her better looks.
Right. I did like the look. You know what I mean? And does she look like someone from Chromatica? No.
No.
She looked like somebody people from Chromatica would be reading about in the history textbooks, but she does not look futuristic in any way.
Students, enough. Now we are going to move on to the next subject, 1,000 doves. Okay. Today we'll be talking about the 999th dove. And tomorrow,
what are you doing?
Bitch, you don't listen to Chromatica.
Absolutely not.
You don't fucking listen to Chromatica.
No, I don't fuck with Chromatica. Sorry.
Fuck you.
Come for me, baby.
Never.
Come for me, baby.
Bitch,
come
I'd rather edge for 100 years than come
for me,
you.
Baby.
I never.
Come for me.
Never.
Baby. Come on.
Rue, never. Listen, next is Eve 6000 giving this. Periwinkle, ma'am.
It was purple.
Mistress.
Mm-hmm,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the fuck.
It's actually not bad. Love, honestly, it's the best she's ever looked.
Yeah, it was good.
The eyewear was fantastic. Her makeup was unbelievable. The wig was right. The body was right. Everything was right, head to toe. This is Eve 6000 working on all cylinders, all 6,000 of them, instead of her normal two that were working before. But like, she really turned it out. I was so proud of her.
And I like the weird glasses thing. I loved it.
It gave me some anime vibe. It was like very anime inspired.
It was good. It was fucking cool. The hair, the beaded swerves and curves in the hair that's very in right now.
Yeah.
It was great. It's a chirp.
It's a chirp for me. And I want to say it might have been the best look for me. It might have been the cacao.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Absolutely. Because it was similar to Gia's, but I think Eve did it better.
Yeah. Interesting. I got to say, no, what were some of the first two ones? I think those I liked a little bit more.
Gia?
The first Pythia? Out of the gate.
Adriana.
Nope. Maybe Adriana, or who is after Adriana?
Isis.
I think one of those is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair. Very fair.
But you know what's not your favorite? Kimora Amor's white bridal outlet look. This ain't the future.
She said outlet. She didn't even give her the satisfaction of just a bridal outlet.
This ain't.
She said outlet. She said on sale.
What? Ooh, back she said to half the future.
Off.
Girl, this isn't it. This isn't it.
No, but you love you some Kimora Amor.
What do you mean? You've always really second guessed her.
I always.
I think there's something there.
I don't know.
Riley, thank you for the shout out for Chic Shake Click. We'll talk about that soon. But. I like, there's something really good and raw there. She has some raw talent.
How are you going to defend this look, though?
Oh, I'm not. This is a burp. It's awful. and it's...
Talk about someone missing the assignment. I think she's the one who missed the assignment in the biggest way.
Yeah.
She said, no, not Chromatica. We're not doing that.
But
no,
I guess
we're doing Antarctica. Not from at the time. That's what we're doing.
That's what she said she's doing. And I guess she did better in the challenge. So I guess she's saying.
Did she though?
She brought some personality to it, which obviously Eve had a tough time bringing.
Of course.
Having fun in the choreography.
Of course,
and Cynthia
of course.
Just served herself. So I was okay with them being the bottom too.
I would have replaced. Honestly, and you know how I feel about Eve. I'm not a big Eve fan at all, but this episode, I think she did the best she's ever done in the competition, and I don't think she should have been in the bottom two. Yes,
wow.
She didn't bring it in high flop, but I think Kimora Amor should have been in the bottom two with Cynthia.
So you're saying that she had a trick up her sleeve.
She clearly did it because she went home.
Also, but work, because her upcoming tour is called Trick Up My Sleeve. Like, so she gets it. She's a genius.
She gets the last laugh.
She
better work, Eve.
We got to move on. So let's quickly talk about this lip sync. This song is goddamn awful.
What is it again?
It was the lovely person who was there, Biff Naked.
Oh, Biff Naked, who I love. I love Biff Naked. I love Moment of Weakness. For those of y'all who know, that is my jam. But this is like,
what in the Nickelodeon?
But she's not Nickelodeon.
I love myself today.
I know, but it's
so weird. She's not?
She's not. She can't. When I loved Biff Naked, She was like this badass tattooed woman who like was aggressive. And I don't know. I didn't follow her career after that. But then all of a sudden she turned into this very Nickelodeon artist, which I was like, ooh, weird.
This is some Sweet Life of Cody and Cody stuff, because the lyrics here are like.
Just say the Sweet Life of Cody and Cody.
What is it?
The Sweet Life of Cody? Sean Cody. Mm-hmm. Ah, you idiot.
That is sweet. Mm-hmm. Wait, the lyrics are insane. I'm trying to find the chorus lyrics right now, but it's like, I love myself today.
It's not. Can we not do that? Can we not do this?
I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm gonna
yes, she
be
was
okay.
a riot girl. Thank you, Brainiac's daughter.
Okay.
This was not it. This was not the song. I was so excited because I was like, they're going to play Moment of Weakness. That song is a banger. It's so good.
Damn.
And then they hit us with this remix that I was like, not into at all. I said, DJ, go home.
That was not it. That was not the tea. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, girl? We can't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, next app. We have to go.
Yes. Did you feel bad about Eve 6000, though?
I did, but it felt like the right time.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
She didn't do a bad job in the lip sync.
She didn't.
Cynthia did a little bit better.
She didn't. I think Eve 6000 redeemed herself in the episode she was sent home in, which I thought was a nice sense of closure.
It was. I think she was good. She's good. She's talented.
She just got to get out of her own head, you know?
She's got to get out of her own head. And maybe this journey will help her. Who knows? It's hard to say. Watching yourself on TV could be the best or worst thing.
Absolutely.
It doesn't sound fun for me. I don't want to do that.
Well, what happened when that did happen? You've been on TV, bitch.
I don't like to watch myself. I think it's insane. I think it feels bad. What do you watch? You don't, I know you don't watch yourself.
Ever. No. Nope.
Yeah.
Never will. Never.
I know you cover the ceiling, that ceiling mirror you have every night.
I should take it down, but I just cover it up.
It's hard. It's hard. So look, okay, we're back in episode 6. There's some gossip happening at the top where Adriana's still feeling some kind of way for not being chosen to be part of
Which shocking because she seems like such an offbeat character. Like shit like that wouldn't even faze her. But like,
yes.
She was really sore about that. And you know, but I did like that she straight up confronted them and was like, why was I picked last, bitch?
Right. Right. I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. I think. Because Cynthia says, and you can either believe this or not, I wanted to shake it up.
No.
Right?
I believe that for a second. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No.
Could you imagine if
shake,
they were like...
Shake what up? Soak
they were like,
what up?
If you went into a casting director's office and they're like, you actually were the best. You were the best at the job. But we wanted to shake things up. So we hired someone not as good. Like, sorry?
Yeah.
I think you just would have said, yeah, you just say the truth. You know, you don't have to be like, I didn't want to be on your, I just was like, you just weren't the first person I thought of.
Yeah. We don't gel. You're weird. We didn't think you could sing. You're not funny.
Also,
you know what I mean? any of those reasons would have worked.
You're ugly. You're stupid.
You're ugly.
I'd
you're stupid.
Talk to the tall white
doing?
Guy at the club.
I remember when you were shuffling on the first day with that tight ass dress and was like, the fuck is wrong with her? You know, like any of these work.
Okay. Hold up. Look, y'all, we done talked too damn long, and this episode has to end because this episode did what? Already done had herses. Thank you so much for listening to Drag Her. Stay tuned for episode 6 coverage of Canada's Drag Race popping up soon on the feed. We love y'all. We love the listeners. We gag for y'all. So if you like what you're listening to, please follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. And hey, you can even throw me or Oscar some coin on Venmo. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time. Bye, bitches.
That was a HeadGum Original.